awoke in the middle of the night with a start in a completely darkened room. I was inexplicably panting. My heart was racing. I could see nothing and hear nothing but my own breath. I could smell the scent of my own arousal filling the air around me. I gulped down air, trying desperately to cling to the dream I'd been torn from, the dream I was having about you. You'll wonder, how could I dream about someone if I've never seen them or touched them, smelled them, tasted them, if I don't even truly know their name, when all I've done is hear their voice? I dreamt of another darkened room. It was empty, but I found myself surrounded by sensation. I could smell musky sweat that wasn't mine, my own perfume that I can only be aware of when my skin is hot from pumping blood. I felt safety despite being in an unfamiliar place, and a tingle of anticipation on my arms, raising goosebumps everywhere. There was a tremble in my thighs, and when a voice, seemingly out of nowhere, instructed me to open my mouth, darling, there was an instinctual arch of my back and a grip of the sheets. A burst of wetness between my legs followed a mere second after I felt a finger in my mouth. There felt to be no time to pause and question what was happening, because I realized the true depth of my need the moment my lips closed around it and I began to lick and suck and swirl my tongue in a desperate effort to sate my desire to get more, to please and to obey. I reached out my hands and, finding no joy, a desperation for touch lit a fire in my belly that I could not control. You were alternating one finger, two, a single thumb. I took so much delight in pleasing you in that moment. Spit was dribbling out of the sides of my mouth, down your hands, onto my chest, and you broke my frenzy by brushing your thumb across my lips to clear it. A low, husky, good girl appeared so close to my ear, I could practically feel the lips that weren't there grazing my skin. And that was the moment I awoke. The moment I found myself wet and aching, the throbbing clit in need of attention immediately. The moment that brings us to now. So now here I am, and I'm lying here with my hand hovering above my pussy, radiating heat, thinking about what I want. Do I want to taste soft lips? Lie back and have you run your hands all over my skin, worshiping my body, feathering me with light kisses, gentle bites, before making your way down my thighs, nuzzling with your nose to spread my legs, and lapping up every last sticky sweet drop of my juices? Do I want to be grabbed by the ankles and dragged to the foot of the bed, have my wrists gathered in one strong hand and pressed above my head, another palm firmly across my throat, reminding me that this is where I belong, here underneath your weight, being thrust into again and again and again until I am so delirious I almost faint before I hear you telling me, "Sweetheart, it's time to come all over your cock." Or would I prefer Daddy putting me on my knees, reminding me that I'm a good girl, the best girl, his girl, as he simultaneously strokes my cheek so tenderly while taking my mouth in one swift motion all the way up to the hilt of his cock, putting me face down, ass up, with a strangled moan marking my pussy as his with his cum, shivering in the hips as he feels me backing into him, milking out every last drop with my pussy dripping wet and convulsing from his unmatched touch. All of it I want. All of it. Make me yours.
Oh.